Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Chikrin, the defenseman's at the net now. Carlson scores! John Carlson! A power play goal!
Here's McDavid. Working past Eichel. McDavid. Oh, Draisaitl!
Scores! McDavid and Draisaitl combine for the game winner!
Pushes it over to Draisaitl. On and off the stick into the empty net for the 2-0 series lead.
I don't want to talk about it, Marty. I don't want to talk about it because we talked about it too much yesterday, and we may talk about it again, and it's not fair to single people out because we all make mistakes.
Officiating.
I really don't want to talk about it, Marty. This is really, really, really unfortunate that in another, well, and more electric game between Edmonton and Vegas,
yes,
that had everything, that there is an unfortunate reality that preceded the game-winning Edmonton goal, and that is a missed call. I didn't even have to look at the replay, and I was like, can opener, and it was a can opener by Arvidsson on McNabb, and it just stinks that this is a talking point.
And look, there's an injury on the play. Like, at the very least, like, you can probably converse and have a conversation with everybody and say, hey, do you guys see anything? Yeah, stick was right in his feet. And look, when that happened, I know we're programmed to kind of maybe, I don't want to say we are controlling the universe, but when that happened, if there's so many people all at once that think, here you go, Edmonton's going to score now in the next couple of minutes because They got a call, like they there was a missed call, and they're going to score. Sure, it happened. It's like there's so many people that are thinking the same thing that it gets programmed into the world, right? And that happened. And it happens to be McDavid and Draisaitl on the 2-on-1, right? And then, okay. And it wasn't just that one. Like, Brent Kulak hit Jack Eichel with a high stick, like, right in the face. Boom. Jack is down. Ah, like, no call. Now, they had to give the Oilers a five-minute power play. Yeah.
This is not about any of that.
No, and it was fine. Like, Nick Waugh cross-checks. Who was it? I don't even remember who it was, but he cross-checked. Frederick. Trent Frederick. That's right. In the face. Like, it was a bad look. It's a five-minute major. Yes. Okay. Well, if you lose on that, then it's on you, Vegas.
Right.
But the fact that there was no call, and I hate, there's some people that say, look, in overtime, you have to be 100% sure. So if you're not sure, don't put your arm up. How are you not 100% sure on the trip by Arvidsson?
It's so easy. He had the puck. As you said, he was injured. And I'm always going to default. Not that in a split second or even a couple seconds after, you're going to process it this way. But you have the best way of looking at this. Always. It's like, flip it around. Like, if you make the call, who's complaining about this? Yeah. Like, yeah, the Oilers are going to be sore because they've just taken a penalty in overtime, but nobody can argue it, you know?
That was like Jack Drury for Colorado, game seven, all right. mad that he took a penalty.
Yeah.
It's a penalty. It's Why are you penalty. Mad? Exactly. Like Jared Bednar is not going to sit at the press conference after the game and say, we really got screwed on that call Drury. No, he's going to be mad at other that maybe weren't called, but he's not going to be mad at that one. And you're right. And I think, look, you can't think that way when it happens, but look, you get the best people working. Yeah. It shouldn't be a debate, right? Like yesterday we talked about the, who was it that hit Aaron Ekblad on Joseph Woll in the crease, right? Mm-hmm. Well, do you know that I got that clip sent to me by three different people saying, can you imagine they didn't call up, not people that listened to our show, people that just wanted my opinion.
There's
on
three
it.
People that don't?
Well, maybe. They were not in our region. They're not in our region. So
we're global, baby.
We are global. I mean, I don't know if producer Jeff put that clip on social media. But anyway, all I'm saying is that there's people who are like, what do you think of this? Like, this is open season?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, that's what Duffer was saying yesterday. Like, who's complaining more? And that's the way I always look at it is, who's going to have the biggest beef? And right now, Bruce Cassidy and the Vegas Golden Knights are down 2-0. They lose both games at home.
Yeah.
This is an overtime. Like, they have a beef. They have a beef. Now, does it change the reality of you're down 2-0 and you're going into Edmonton? No. Does it change the reality that Aiden Hill has not looked good? No. Like, I mean, the Darnell Nurse goal, come on. Like, this is a Darnell Nurse comes down the middle and he just shoots it, wrist shot, it beats. Like, Aiden Hill wasn't good. So you gotta find solutions.
But they're not going to move off of Aiden Hill, right?
No, they're not, no.
For
and
sure?
Look, I'm probably 99.5% sure. I'm leaving 0.5%. And if you were to go to somebody, you'd go to Akira Schmidt, but... I think you're keeping Aiden Hill. Now, if Calvin Pickard had played the way that Aiden Hill played, and not that Calvin Pickard was much better.
He had some great moments, though.
He had some really good moments. Save on Olofsson, I think the one back door, some great moments. The tying goal was very, very shaky. Like, I get it that, you know, you've got Carlson in front of the net, but Pietrangelo shoots it from the point. It goes straight in. Mm-hmm. There was some shaky moment, but that's what we found out of Calvin Pickard. He's not going to lose you the game. He's not going to win you the game, but he doesn't lose you the game. He just keeps you in the game. I feel like Aiden Hill probably lost them the game a couple of times yesterday.
Well, not on the game winner, certainly. Your odds are slim when facing McDavid and Draisaitl in a two-on-one situation on the rush. But, if you wanted to get technical about it, I'm sure you didn't love the way he approached trying to make the save on Draisaitl, but these are not my areas of criticism for a goalie when facing two of the world's elite.
I didn't love the way that he played the two-on-one, but I think I went to bed thinking, what would I have done in that situation? I would have panicked. I would have pulled a Leggio. I would have turned around and flipped the net. That's what I would have done. Like,
no,
it's
time
like
to do that. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Well, that's an automatic goal now. So I would have said, at least they're not going to beat me. But I didn't love the way that he played it, because as soon as McDavid flipped the stick over to make the pass, like, you know, Hill was stuck. And maybe it's just the McDavid effect. Like, he comes in with a ton of speed, beats Jack, and then comes in. You're probably thinking, I better just take him. Mm-hmm. And if he moves it over, so be it. And that's what happened. Draisaitl just had the wide open net, put it in.
Man, sports is so cruel, right? And that's every game, every level, seemingly. But Jack had a three-point game, was excellent in so many ways, right? And again, the game is the game. It's excellent in so many ways, but we're looking at, and even Pietrangelo, like, coming back in, having an impact. And then, you know, if you're going to sit there and overanalyze, you're going to say, okay, well, what's Pietrangelo supposed to do in the two-on-one situation? And many people's default mechanism is don't let them pass it across, right? Well, guess what? It all happened with inside of 3 seconds, less than, from the time the puck came over the blue line and was in the back of the net.
So, my minus in, don't let McDavid on a breakaway. So right. Like force him and hope that maybe he misses the pass, the puck bounces.
Right.
Like you're hoping and praying at that time that the decision you take, mm-hmm. whatever decision you're going to take, that it's going to work. Well, it didn't work, but it wasn't the wrong decision.
Right. And then after starting the show the way that we did, talking about McNabb and taking a header into the boards, shoulder, if you will, based on the missed call on Arvidsson, now, like, might he even miss time? And he is quiet, reliable, consistent, forever Vegas Golden Knight. And yes, they are still well insulated to recover, and Edmonton is doing it without Matthias Ekholm, so this is all part of it. But it's literally the injury to insult in that situation that could linger here for Vegas in their 0-2 deficit.
Well, McNabb and Theodore are the top pair. And so when Pietrangelo came back, Bruce Cassidy still said, our goal is to have McNabb and Theodore against the McDavid-Draisaitl line. Yeah. And now that they're going to Edmonton, you know, you don't control the matchups, but you're trying to still use your best people and say, get over the board, go and try to have an impact. And so they may be missing 50% of that defense pairing that's going to play against Draisaitl and McDavid.
You may have steered us to the opening of the show because I knew how you felt about the missed call. Had I not started down that exact path, it was going to be about the million-dollar baby in the Oilers lineup right now, which is the perfect 6-0 Calvin Pickard. Right. Which can be... No, you can't even offset it. You're 6-0. It's the only thing that matters in the playoffs. Dude. But I know you're mesmerized by his... 888 save percentage and the 6-0 record. Regardless, he fits into this, what you look at this time of year. How do you get more than value? Like how do you get players to play above their perceived value at this time of year? And Pickard's still under contract next year for another $1 million. And Connor Brown is a UFA.
UFA.
Pending UFA after playing these years and with a horrifically slow start to his Oilers career. But he's a million-dollar player. Massive impact right now. Corey Perry, 1.15. Massive impact right now on the Edmonton Oilers.
Evander Kane, $0 all year because he was on long-term IR. A massive impact.
And looks like a bargain next year at 5.1.
Yes.
Assuming he plays it out in Edmonton. Yes. And then you look at, okay, well, what are they up against right now? Just in this series alone. Mm-hmm. And you look at, okay, well, what did Vegas do to piece the roster together at the start of the season?
You're going to see Victor Olofsson?
They added Victor Olofsson at just over $1 million. Yes. They have added off waivers Brandon Saad, 1.5. Mm-hmm. They brought back Riley Smith. They're only paying 1.8. And again, you can debate the levels of impact here, but you know where I'm going with this. Like it's...
And they don't have Pavel Dorofeev, who's at 1.8 next year still.
And it's a fascinating study in roster construction, is it not?
Because it's all about your value and if you're overplaying your value. And I get it. Your top guys still have to be your top guys. Like you have McDavid and Draisaitl, they have to be your top guys and they score in overtime. But what has been the difference in Edmonton and why were they able to beat LA and now taking a 2-0 lead? As you mentioned, Podkolzin, Connor Brown, Evander Kane, Corey Perry, those are the guys, John Klingberg playing on defense, having an impact. Those are the guys that Jake Walman. These are the guys that
are having... Well, they paid a first-round price for him, though, Walman, so it's a little steeper. I get it.
If I'm looking at the Oilers, at first look, I'm not going to say, well, Jake Walman has to have an impact. I'm going to say, well, Evan Bouchard has to have an impact. Matthias Ekholm has to be healthy.
Right.
That's what you're looking at. Right now, they're in, and they're doing what they're doing. because their depth is coming through and playing above the expectation. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned Calvin Pickard, okay? This is an interesting study in goaltending because I still think Calvin Pickard is playing pretty much average to maybe even below average goaltending that you would want. I would not take Calvin Pickard as a number one goalie in the NHL for a regular season, but right now he's 6-0.
What about a number two?
I would take him as a backup for $1 million. Mm-hmm. You know, and you go out and play 20 games. But if my starter was hurt, I would say, ooh, we're going to struggle here. But Calvin Pickard somehow is 6-0. Somehow the Oilers have won six consecutive games coming back in the games. Mm-hmm. They were down 1-0 yesterday. They won, right? It's the way it is. Calvin Pickard has given up one goal more than expected so far in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's given up one more goal than expected. So that's not an above average goaltender. That's the below average goaltender. Mm-hmm. The difference is that Stuart Skinner had given up 6.5 goals more than expected in two games.
Right.
So they're not asking Calvin Pickard. And one of those games would have been like going to OT and they got scored in the last minute. So that's the difference. You're the Oilers. You're kind of winning and understanding that you're going to get average goaltending, and you're going to have to overcome that with your players, which they're doing right now.
It's all you need when you are blowing the doors off of the competition with a by far goals per game of 4.5, number one in the NHL. You know it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Everyone knows it. It just makes life easier. When we look at these value deals, and yes, there's already been an extension signed for Logan Thompson. There is nothing more amusing to me, however, than looking at Charlie Lindgren and Logan Thompson combining to make less than 1.9 combined. Mm-hmm. What a tandem.
Charlie Lindgren was not great this year after signing his extension. The numbers dropped. But it's still like, okay, you got him as a backup, and now you got Logan Thompson as your number one. And the way that it worked this year is they kept rotating all year. Yeah. You knew Logan Thompson was the starter, but they rotated. Like, who's the better goalie? Logan Thompson, but they still rotated. Yeah.
Remember why he was, though. When we broke this down on two occasions when Buffalo played Washington this year. He was getting by far the most run support of any netminder. Yeah. He was half a goal per game. He was closer to a goal per game higher than his teammate, Charlie Lindgren. But he was also almost half a goal better than many starters in the league. It was an anomaly, to say the least. So sometimes then when you go through the correction period, it's like, okay, let's take a breath here. We're not going to anoint Logan Thompson as a Vezina finalist for the next three seasons, you know. But there's also a value to how a team plays with certain players in the lineup, right?
So when it comes to Vezina Trophy, the GMs vote on the Vezina Trophy, yes. And often it's about who has been in the conversation, who has elevated their game in the past that it's not a surprise this year, right? I think that you look at a lot of times, well, this year, Darcy Kuemper, he's been around. He won a cup. It's like, okay, him, Connor Hellebuck, Andrei Vasilevskiy. Okay, good. Was Logan Thompson one of the goalies that was really good all season long?
Mm-hmm.
100%. Could he have made Team Canada for the Four Nations faceoff? Yes. But no, he didn't. Why? Because it's like he hasn't been there yet. Now, because he's there, he's on the big platform and performing at an unbelievably high level.
Pretty good last night.
So good last night. Carolina dominated again with the shot attempts, but I think the quality was better with Carolina last night, and Logan Thompson was once again fantastic. What made me think last night, Duffer, let's go back to game three, Montreal, Washington in Montreal. You have Samuel Montembeau getting hurt. Dobesh comes in. Thompson gets hurt. Charlie Lindgren comes in. Montreal wins the game.
Mm-hmm.
Game four, we're all thinking, who's going to play goal?
Yeah.
Montembeau's out. Dobesh is playing. Thompson comes in and they win the next two games. And it's like, boom, bingo, bango, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
If Thompson doesn't come back, there's a big, big part of me that thinks that Montreal coulda, woulda, shoulda won that series.
For sure.
But Thompson was huge in game four and five and has been huge now in the first two games, even though they lost game one to Carolina. He was fantastic in that game.
Series is 1-1. They had, as you say, better effort from an analytics standpoint. It was still 86-50 for Carolina in shot attempts, but that is a far cry from 94-34, which it was in game one. And it's also why I didn't, even though the Devils ended up not being able to make it as long a series as I was expecting in the first round, the Devils had a marked improvement in game two over game one, despite it being very Carolina-esque the way that series started. So these things don't surprise me. These are natural adjustments that happen in basically every series. But now moving forward, it's going to be really interesting to just see whether the Capitals, like, how, like, it's 1-1. Like, what are you thinking about this series now?
Well, what I'm thinking about this series is that it's 1-1. They're going to Carolina.
Did you take Carolina?
Huh?
Did you
pick Carolina in six?
Yeah.
And it's the one producer Jeff and I were talking before the show. And I said, okay, I picked all the series to end in six. But if you would ask me, I thought Vegas had a better chance to close out Edmonton in less than six. Mm-hmm. I thought Dallas had a better chance to close out Winnipeg in less than six. And I thought Florida had a better chance to close out Toronto in less than six. But Carolina and Washington was going to go six, potentially even seven. That's the one that I think can go the longest. Now, I mean, Toronto's up to nothing. Edmonton's up to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas could go up to nothing tonight. We don't know. I mean, it's going to change the way that I see the other series.
Yeah.
And when they play it on the ice, my dad used to always say, you got to play it on the ice. You got to play it on the ice. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, but for these type of situations. But I look at Carolina and Washington, and I'm thinking, what's missing for Washington right now to say, they're the better team. And I feel like they're missing Ovechkin production. Like, you know, like everybody else is getting involved. Like, I know it's two games, but
they were saying the same thing about Rantanen four games into the Dallas.
Yeah, he had one assist. But what happened? If without Rantanen, Dallas probably doesn't win this series. And so I'm like, okay, I still think Carolina wins because overall their team and the way they play, I really like what they're doing. And now they're getting goaltending. Like Freddie Anderson was good and they're getting goaltending. But if Washington has Ovechkin stepping up now, he had four goals in five games in the first round. Great. But can he has nothing, no points in the first two. Can he turn it on? And we've seen Ovechkin turn it on. If Ovechkin turns it on and all of a sudden the power play clicks in with him and everything, it's going to be tough. Now, Carolina gave up their first power play goal of the playoffs yesterday. Great for Washington to get a power play goal, but still think they need Ovechkin to give him the best chance for me to win that round.
And that takes it back right to the start of the show, where after surviving the five-minute penalty kill, had Vegas been afforded another power play opportunity last night, they were already riding 50%, going 2 for 4, thanks to the Eichel, Stone, Olofsson, you know, offensive fireworks. So, yeah, their chances could have been really, really, really good of skating away with that victory last night. It didn't happen. But you did pique my curiosity when you
I want to know what that conversation was like with the supervisor and the refs after the game. Like, you know, because we don't know. And I've talked to referees that are like, and I remember I made this terrible call and I get it. And often they, you know, the Carey Fraser high sticking, right? Gretzky on Gilmore, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He likes to defend it. He likes to say, oh, I saw it as a follow through and it was a follow through and whatever. You know what? That would have been a 5 and Wayne would have been ejected. Mm-hmm. But how do you defend that last night? So I want to see how that conversation goes between the league, the supervisor, and the refs after the game.
The first person you call is Dave Jackson to defend your situation.
He's probably saying, well, the referees, and I love Jax. Jax is great.
Too.
I love Jax. He's awesome. I think they put him in tough situations sometimes, like yesterday. What happened here, Jax? Well, he cross-checked him in the face. There's nothing you can do about that.
Like, we're all seeing it. Like, No. Anyway, you piqued my curiosity when you briefly mentioned your dad and, you know, saying you got to play it on the ice. And you're like, obviously, I'm trying to envision you as a kid and whether you reacted that way to your dad in any situation. But more importantly, how would you have reacted and or engaged with your mom, given that it's Mother's Day this weekend? I want to know a good mom story from you here as we head to our first break.
Okay, I'll tell you a good Mother's Day story. And this is kind of funny and embarrassing. But anyway, my soccer team was chosen to give out flowers on the steps of the church in our local little community to mothers as they walked into, you know, the service on Sunday morning. So I'm there and I'm probably like 11, 12 years old. And I'm giving out flowers saying Happy Mother's Day to all the girls. Like, they would be 10 years old, 15, 20, 30, 50. I'm giving out flowers saying Happy Mother's Day. And we ran out of flowers. And then they came to me and they're like, what happened? I'm like, we don't have any more flowers. Well, I gave them up to all the girls that walked in. They're like, you're supposed to give them up to all the mothers that walked in. Oh, so if they walked in, what, mom with 4 little girls? That's 5 flowers that are gone. And I did that. And it was a bit of an embarrassing moment for me because I felt like I had failed my community and the mothers that were walking in that weren't getting any flowers. That I still remember to this day. I'm 47 years old. It's like 35 years ago and I still remember it.
Well, my favorite Gord Miller moment when he was broadcasting the World Championships on TSN.
Yeah.
This was probably in the 90s or early 2000s. Anyway, one of my favorite, not that it matters, but one of my favorite defensemen ever was Mattias Norrström. Mm. And so here we are, World Championships, Mother's Day. Norrström is in the penalty box and he is screaming obscenities at the player for Canada in the box. And he used what you can imagine you shouldn't say, especially on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And it comes across loud and clear. And Gord's like, well, Happy Mother's Day, everyone. The timing of it was so good. And I was like, oh boy. But
the best Mother's Day moment ever. And we talk about Buffalo related, had to be the Matt Barnaby hat trick on Mother's Day against Montreal, where his mom's in the suite, right? He points out to her the whole thing. Like that was 98 playoffs
when Barnaby scored. Sweep of Montreal.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, look at look at you and producer Jeff on the same page here.
I know. He's already gotten the Barnaby viz there with the old Empire Sports Network in the background. But that was. So I was a Black Ace that series. Andy Moog started the series. He was lit up. He got pulled. He apparently said he was injured. Jocelyn Thibault came in, did not do well. Jose Theodore played. We have the Michael Pekka, I believe, was double overtime or
in
game 3.
Yep.
And then, which I was so upset, Duffer.
Yes, I know you mentioned
that
this.
That cut into our going out time. Like, we were all ready to go out and have a good time in Montreal. And we weren't playing. Who cares, right? So, but that was a fantastic series. One that also led to the media in Montreal finding a scouting report on the goaltending from Montreal in the garbage. One of our guys, like we used to get sheets, and one of our guys probably says, I don't need this, and put it in the garbage. And a Montreal reporter saw it, pulled it out, and printed it. And every goal we scored on Andy Moog was basically on the sheet the way that we had scored it.
Amazing. And at least in that situation, a Sabres victory over three different netminders. Yes. Didn't quite go their way in 2010 against Philadelphia. Which one is it? Why am I blanking on this?
It was 2010, probably. No, 2011.
No, probably 2011. The Ville Leino, Danny Briere year, right? They would have faced Bob and Bouche and Leighton, potentially. Is that right?
Well, 2010 is when they went to the finals.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah. 2011 was with Bob, Bouche, and Leighton. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well.
That does make sense.
On that note, let's get you back in Bandit Land a week from today as the finals begin. This is five straight seasons the Bandits are in the championship. They are two-time defending champs, six-time champions overall. No team has won seven in league history, so the quest on that front continues for Buffalo. Friday, May 16th, 7:30 p.m., bandits.com/tickets. They'll take on Saskatchewan or Halifax. That series will conclude this weekend. The Rush currently leading the best of three, one game to none against Halifax. Again, bandits.com for tickets. We're back after this. Shayna Goldman in her Friday time slot.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.